The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Folks, good Friday morning to you. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio, the voice of Charleston WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. It's Friday. We've made it to the end of the work week. Well, unless you're working weekends, in the case you've not made it to the end of the work week. But somehow, there's just something, even when I spent a lot of time working weekends in my life, there's something celebratory about Fridays regardless. So there you are. BT, comedian BT is with us. Friday Funhouse. Man, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, do you think we could get Johnny D in here maybe to do some live disembodied voice on a Friday? Because that would totally make my entire week.
We need to work on that. We need to get with Coop and see if we can get Johnny D to do some big voice guy kind of stuff.
Man, for such a huge voice, but just 10 minutes talking with this guy, All your problems gone.
We're talking about the guy that actually does the intro for a lot, not only my show, but a lot of other things.
Yeah,
here
and I know you've experienced this in radio.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the big voices are that, just a big voice, and there's nothing up there.
Yeah.
This guy is brilliant.
He is.
And
one of the
most dynamic.
Ginamous.
I'm making up words this morning.
Ginamous. Well, BT's here with us. Caitlin's here. As you know, if you're new to the show on Friday, though, we try to do something a little bit different. We get away from the politics as much as possible, and we just do a little thing we call Friday Funhouse, where we just talk about things going on in daily life and try to get a little humor and get a little absurdity at this thing that we call life. So that's coming up. Jim Strawn, of course, live on the levee, normally joins us on Friday. Jimmy is actually on a plane as we speak. He's been in Florida. He is coming back for Live on the Levee tonight. I do have the information for Live on the Levee. And actually, we're going to hear some of the music from one of the bands that's going to be playing tonight at Live on the Levee. Jimmy has assured his throngs of fans, though, that he will be at Haddad Riverfront Park for Live on the Levee tonight at 6:30. So we got that going on. But it's Friday, and you know what that means. We welcome in our good friend Hannah with our Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by Taylor Books. Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Happy Friday.
You as well.
Yeah, all right. So as we do each Friday, Hannah hooks us up with a couple of pets. We're trying to get adopted from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association. Our good friends at Taylor Books make it all possible. Now, this week, Hannah, we're not going with just one, but we are going with two this week. And as always, pictures are posted at Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at DaveA70 on Twitter. This week, a couple of kittens. Now, here's the thing about the cats. I had a text a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I had a couple of people say, Dave, love the feature, but why don't you have cats on the show? We've done it in the past, but probably not enough. So we are featuring cats this week. We have Drake, who is 3 months old and is neutered and ready for a good home. Let's talk about Drake. Give us the lowdown on Drake.
Okay. So Drake, like you said, he's 3 months old. He actually came in with a sibling. I'm not sure if the sibling got adopted or what happened to the sibling, but the sibling's not here anymore. But Drake is still here, so he needs to go to a good home. He is already neutered. He's microchipped. He was found as a stray. Somebody just found him and the sibling, and they brought them in. So don't know too much about his past, but I spent some time with him yesterday and the day before, and Amber, which is the other one that we'll do as well. And Drake is so sweet. He absolutely loves pets. He's a little kind of shy at first, but once you start petting his head, he's just like as happy as could be.
He's a beautiful cat. He's kind of, and again, the pictures are posted on Facebook at Dave Allen Radio and also at DaveA70 on Twitter. He is, he's black in color, a beautiful, beautiful cat.
Yes. And he's got, I'm pretty sure all of his paws have white mittens.
Nice. It's like a cat facts report. Kind of. A little bit.
Not Carfax, it's Catfax. All right.
We don't know.
Let's get to Amber. Amber, as you said, is a very sweet girl, also microchipped. She will be spayed before leaving the shelter. Amber's got a kind of an interesting story with her parentage and being fostered out. Talk about Amber.
Yeah, so Amber actually, I'm pretty sure the mom actually came in with all of these itty-bitty babies. They were still hooked on mom, so they had to go out to foster. So they all went to foster for a couple of weeks, I believe, and then they came back. And she has, she still has a couple other siblings here that are available as well. But the mom also came in with a couple other adult cats. But I think we have, let's see, the mom is Elizabeth, if you ever want to look at her. She does not look anything like Amber. And then we have one, two, three, four. She had five siblings, but I think her and two others are the only ones that are left.
Okay. All right. So, Amber, what? I know it's kind of hard to tell sometime with personalities of cats. You and I were having this conversation earlier this week when I asked you if we could feature a couple cats this week. Sometimes it's hard with cats because, you know, and Caitlin and I, who also has a cat, we were, or been around cats. Caitlin and I were talking about this earlier, but how cats have that personality where one minute they're a loving creature, the next minute they're going to try to, you know, kill you in your sleep. I'm being, a little bit facetious there, but it's hard to tell. Cat personalities. Have you been able in your time with Amber to be able to ascertain what her personality may be?
Yes. I actually went through and I like to take pictures of the cats and update them on their profiles. So those pictures that I sent you were ones that I had just taken. So I spent some time with Amber as well. And Amber is super sweet as well. She was really playful the other day, about like 2 days ago that I was spending time with her. And then this morning I went in there again just to make sure that they were still here and still available and they didn't get adopted after I left yesterday. Amber is so sweet. She just let me pick her right up and she was just kind of laying on my shoulder and I was just petting her. So she's super, super sweet, but she also has a playful strike in her every now and then.
And that could be good and bad, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, and again, we're talking about what are considered kittens here to be early, younger cats, right?
Right. So of course they're going to want to play. But I think she's about two months old. She's almost 3 months. She's 2 months and 21 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd love to try to find both of these pets' homes, BT. I sent BT the pictures and tagged him on social media so he could look at you. You're a fan.
You know how many cats I have, right?
No, how many cats you have?
I'm on the verge of being the crazy cat guy.
How many? How many you got?
Well, no, honestly, I just lost two siblings this year. They passed about like maybe 3 months apart.
Okay.
Oddly, two orphans showed up that were siblings, and so we, you know, refill those divots.
So how many do you have?
Hey, don't feel
four.
Bad,
it's not that
I
bad.
I have six dogs.
Okay.
See, six dogs.
How many cats was that, BT?
I long for six dogs. I have only four.
Only four cats. And you have a dog, too?
But we've been up at six cats and two dogs.
And Hannah, you said you have six dogs?
Six dogs and one cat.
Six. Okay. And so how does that dynamic work with six dogs and one cat? How do they get along, or do they?
Oh, they love each other. When
they spend enough time in the same house.
I got another one, and it kind of felt like I still had three, so I got another one.
Well, nobody, BT just said that that they spend enough time in a house that they'll eventually, that they like each other. Let me just say this.
Dog was raised by cats, like zero cat aggression.
My wife and I have two cats, and let me just say they're quite a bit different in age. But the older cat has nothing for the younger cat whatsoever. They're rarely in the same room. If they're in the same room, they're darn sure not in the same area. I don't think it's going to happen. Amber, you are the pet expert. If they haven't gotten, we've had the two cats together since, 6 years. They're probably not going to be friends. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
Yeah, so cats are pretty neat in their own way. They can coexist really well. Most of them can. Some of them cannot, but most of them can coexist really well as long as they have an open enough area for them to be doing their own things.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, you always want to be careful because you never want to get the cat that has all the confidence in the world and just strikes the other cat.
Well, our problem with one of our cats is the younger one wants to play and the other one is old and just ain't having it. You know, I mean, she just wants no part. But like I said, they don't fight over food. They don't fight over litter boxes or anything like that. They just if one it's almost like siblings, and they're not, because last night I was standing in the kitchen and one of the older cat was sitting there. Or actually standing there, and the other cat just comes over and just like swats her tail, you know, just like a brother and sister
and
would.
They have become siblings, technically.
And then the older cat just looks, turns around, and starts hissing at the younger cat, and they don't actually fight; they just hiss and spit at each other.
Siblings. That's where they get the term catty. You get it.
Is that where it comes from? All right. So we got Drake and Amber. We're trying to find homes for again. Let me review here. Drake is 3 months old. He's neutered, ready to go to a good home, loves other pets, loves to snuggle. Amber is a very sweet girl, you say. She's microchipped. She will be spayed before leaving the shelter. So we'd love to get these pets adopted. You can go on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also add Dave A70 on Twitter, and you can take a look at them. What else do you have going on at the animal shelter?
Yeah, so July 11th until the end of July, we are having Bissell empty the shelter. So that means that if you want to adopt, but maybe you haven't really had the money to adopt or something, maybe you just haven't had the chance to get up here. I know gas prices are crazy. So adoptions for all of our cats, kittens, and adult dogs will be $25. For their adoption fee.
What are the numbers as far as the cats? I know we do a lot of talk on the show about dogs, but what do the cat numbers look like up at the Humane Association?
Like how many cats that we have?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
if you're including foster care cats, we probably have like 100 something.
Wow.
We have a lot, but if you're not including the foster care cats, then we have, so in our cattery, I think we probably have maybe like 3 or 4 cages that don't have a cat in them, but they keep getting filled by the ones that are coming back from foster, the ones that are in the nursery, all of that. So it's a constant. They're mm-hmm. they're always full in the cat room.
I guess. See. All right. Well, we'd like to try to get some of those animals adopted, some of the cats, some of the dogs, whatever you got. We're actually doing pretty good with our adoption rate since we started the segment a few months ago, Hannah. I have to say we're doing pretty well.
Yes, yes. I'd like to say that this has helped a lot. A lot of them that maybe weren't getting much of a chance here but are getting the chance or the opportunity to kind of get their name out there, they're getting adopted, and it's amazing. And, you know, it's sad to see them go, but we love to see them get home.
Scuba Steve got a great home, right?
Scuba Steve?
Yeah.
Do we have an update on Scuba Steve from a couple weeks ago?
Yes, yes. He did.
Okay. I've been having a hard time getting that dog out of my skull. So.
Yeah, he's talked about Scuba. I think he's added another tattoo to his 88 that he already has. He's added another one that says Scuba Steve, I think, on his arm. Hey, Amanda, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Amanda, who's not here today.
Who just texted.
A minute ago. So I do want to say thank you very much, Hannah. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our segment, our Adopt Me Please Pet of the Weeks, this time Pets of the Week, brought to you by Taylor Books. Taylor Books, the thousands of books for all ages, plus fine art, craft gallery, live music from time to time, too. For more information, visit taylorbooks.com or stop by and see them, 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston. So are we going to make a play here? Are you going to be able to add Drake and Amber to your arsenal of cats, B-Team?
Unfortunately, probably, just to be straight honest, I probably won't, but I would love to. I mean, honestly, if you did cats on the show all the time, I would wind up being the crazy cat guy because
it's just one of those things too. With every week when I post, and Hannah usually sends them to me on Thursday, I try to get them up first thing on Friday morning on the social media sites. People always say, "Oh, you need to adopt it." Well, I got two, and I'm perfectly happy with those two. Those two are pretty much a handful right now.
Two is a great number for cats. However, I mean, they're like tattoos; they're kind of addictive.
Yeah, well,
no, but here's the way it went. Like, the woman originally wanted to foster these kittens,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, obviously we share homes, so she wanted to come to me and say, "Is this okay?" I'm like, we're not fostering. If cats are spending, like, if I'm going to get attached, we're not giving them back.
Right.
So.
Can I just say that I always like how you refer to your spousal equivalent as the woman?
Well, when we get married, I'll call her my wife. Until then,
she's just the woman.
I don't want to be that, my girlfriend.
The woman.
Yeah.
Does she call you the man?
No, she probably doesn't even talk about me, to be honest.
She's that guy that lives in the house with me. All right, now we're going to take a break. Live on the Levee is happening. No Jim Strawn this week because Jim has been spending some time in Florida, but he is going to be at Live on the Levee, I understand. And so I've got some info on the bands. We'll talk about that. But anything else, as long as it's not serious, that you want to talk about is good. BT and Caitlin are here. Serious Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. We do the show each Monday through Friday for the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon, including one of the newest locations, 3442 Amber Road, just off I-79 in Roan County. Not far from Charleston, just right over the line, as a matter of fact, from Kanawha County. Join Parmar and their grand opening celebration today, starting at noon. Lots of cool prizes, Parmar swag, and a chance for you to win a $100 Parmar gift card as well. And remember, there's not a Parmar store near you now. There will be soon. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at A Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive. No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for offer. See Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX by Tel does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Taylor Books is celebrating 27 years as Charleston's independent bookstore, cafe, and art gallery extraordinaire. The place for author events, house-baked daily goods, coffees, and small-batch cafe specials. Weekends feature live music evenings. Taylor Books Art Gallery in July features Hannah Linhart Extravagant Living Ceramics. And of course, they have books for all ages and tastes. Explore unique gifts, goods, cards, and magazines, too. Remember, the Art Walk event July 21st is a great time to visit and shop at Taylor Books downtown or Taylor Books.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxByTel.com.
Nine 26, Friday Funhouse edition of 580 Live, Voice Charleston, WCHS from the Parmar Store Studio. Again, we're talking a little Live on the Levee. No Jim Strawn in studio this week, at least, as I said, not on the show. He's flying back from Florida as we speak, probably entertaining people on the microphone, hanging out in the
last
cockpit.
Week boats, this week planes.
That doing that kind of stuff. But he will be at Live on the Levee tonight. Moses Auto Group Live on the Levee at the Chillin' Bomb Stage, Hathead Riverfront Park. Showtime is 6:30. Now, among the acts playing tonight, we have Meaty Ogres. Love that name, Meaty
Ogres. Great name.
Natural Rat, and the group you just heard there, Roswell Kid. I actually went online last night to listen to some of their music. That's the group, the what you heard of the bumper music there, BT. That's the.
I'm glad to hear that you went online as opposed to, you know, I broke out their cassette and gave them a listen.
I did. What is she laughing at in there?
That was probably supposed to be her line. I'm sorry, Caitlin.
He couldn't work the computer earlier, and he's having a hard time today.
I had a computer issue a little bit earlier, and I had to come in here because I had to have Caitlin come in and bail me out. But before we get back to Live with the Levy, tell him what you wanted to say when I said I got on. We have a little talkback feature, and I said, "Hey, something's wrong with the computer. Can you come and take a look at it?" And tell him what you wanted to do.
I should have told you it was voice automated, been like computer on. Which I feel bad because I stole that from a comedian. He has like a older father in his 70s, and he's like, every time I buy a new gadget for my dad, I tell him it's voice automated. He's like, you never know pure joy until you see a 70-year-old yelling at a Keurig.
I got it. All right. Well, thank you for bailing me out there. But anyway, let's get back to Live on the Levee. Roswell Kid, Mediocres, and Natural Rat are playing tonight. And as I said, I listened to Roswell Kid last night, and I thought it was actually pretty good. And I texted Caitlin last night, and I said, hey, give this band a listen. They're going to be playing Live on the Levee tonight. What was your interpretation of it? Well, we're actually going to play a little bit more of their music here in a minute, but go ahead.
I love it. It's that kind of like late 90s, mid 2000s pop punk kind of like Weezer almost. And mm-hmm. I really like that kind of music, that like heavy power guitar and pop music. I really enjoyed it. And the music video is great. It's really funny. It's witty. I like bands like that who take comedy in their music videos.
And they're homegrown, from what I understand.
Yeah, we were doing a little research on them there, and they were found in their West Virginia-based group. Is that? But they play all over the country. Mm-hmm. I was looking at their schedule, man.
These guys are
everywhere.
They're in Chicago, I think, soon, and they go everywhere. They're really cool. I like it.
All right, so Roswell Kid is the name of the group. Let's give it a little bit to listen to one of their particular songs. This is one that they did a really cool video, and you can check it out on YouTube. That's what I did. The song is called Wendy's Trash Can, and it's by Roswell Kid. They're playing Live on the Levee tonight. Give it a spin there, kid.
I'm up to my eyeballs in red neon suits. Spray on tans. I'm down to my underwear, cause I threw it all away in a Wendy's trash can.
That is the group known as Roswell Kid. I love the whole concept of the song. They threw it all away in a Wendy's trash can, BT.
I hear a variety of 90s influences in there. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some of this. Caitlin said some of the groups from out of the early 2000s. I would say late 90s, early 2000s. Roswell Kid and Mediocres and Natural Rat will be playing tonight live on the Levee. The Moses Otter Group live on the Levee. So be sure and check it out. Jim Strawn will be there tonight on stage. Once he gets off the plane, he'll be there tonight to entertain you as well. So here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Dave Allen Radio. Also on Twitter at DaveA70. 580 Live brought to you part by the Thornhill Auto Group, where it's red, white, and vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile. More vehicles, more lenders, more options, and more coverage now at Thornhill. Don't miss the red, white, and vroom sale. Shop anytime online at thornhillautomotive.com. BT, it is time for another installment of Things That Make Old Guys Mad.
I really want to see Jim Strawn start a mosh pit at Live on the Levee.
It's probably been done
before. I
just
had to toss that in there.
If any group is going to bring out a mosh pit, it probably would be Roswell Kid and them.
That I went to the Bowie tribute they had. I think it was not last week, but the week before maybe, or like 2 weeks back. That was the biggest crowd I'd seen at Live on the Levee come down from the stands and stand in front of the stage. I mean, there was like a, it wasn't a mosh pit necessarily because it's Bowie. I don't know how hard you could mosh to Bowie, but it was a very large crowd right in front of the stage, all dancing and cheering. I mean, that was probably such a cool thing to see. You didn't feel like you were in Charleston, West Virginia. You felt like you were at a big concert somewhere.
And I see Caitlin is wearing the Metallica shirt there from And Justice for All.
Mm-hmm. Got the Metallica.
The first concert, 1989. Okay. Charleston, speaking of, they rushed the stage, crushed all the seats. It was a good time.
It was a good time. I somehow missed that.
But the
it was
Bowie
1989.
Tribute. That Bowie tribute was amazing. I didn't get a chance to talk about it because I was out for the rest of the week, but that Bowie tribute was...
A lot of people were excited for that, so I had wondered.
It was amazing. I mean, seriously. It was probably one of the best concerts I've seen, period. I just loved it.
They do a good job when John Ingram and those folks get together and they do that. They do a fantastic job. As I said, it's time for another installment. I got to get some sounders for this. Things that make old guys mad. I want to talk about people that use FaceTime. And I want to talk about people that use it in everyday conversations. Okay. I'm not talking, I don't use FaceTime at all. I maybe have used it once. My wife was at the beach and like she wanted to show me that because I was back here and it was in December and she wanted to show me what Daytona looked like in December while I'm back here in snow and ice and in West Virginia. And that's the only time that it's, and then I just kept like looking at it going, okay, I see my face, which is not something I'm totally opposed to, but I'm like, I can't operate this thing. Just get me off this thing. Okay. But I understand for that purpose for people that are on vacation or people that are living overseas or halfway across the country or whatever. But do we need to use video in everyday life? I mean, this happened not long ago. My wife and I are shopping in Kroger, one of the area Krogers. Over in Taze Valley, we have the Prada Kroger. They have Gucci Kroger, you know, on this side. We have the Prada Kroger in Taze Valley.
And the Prada Kroger is so much nicer, to be honest.
And I'm watching these people go down the aisle, and they're carrying on a conversation whilst using FaceTime or one of the apps. I don't know. Maybe it's not even because Caitlin's giving me these funny looks through the glass. Maybe it's not FaceTime. I don't know. It's something that involves video. Why exactly do you need that when you're buying green beans?
I don't know about the green bean side. I will say that the only time I ever really endeared FaceTime was when my child was small, and I enjoyed having that face-to-face interaction. It is different.
And plus, you probably weren't in public.
I don't do that.
I mean, I don't understand quite the need for that. Do we need to live in such a visual society today?
I FaceTime my mom every day. I FaceTimed her at the grocery store. She'll be at the grocery store and she will FaceTime me and be like, this is the brand you like, right? Because she doesn't remember like exactly the name or stuff. She'll just remember it visually. So we'll just FaceTime each other and be like, do you like this?
Well, I mean,
From a time where you could come home with the wrong thing and still be okay.
It's just fun. I like it. I like being able to see my mom. I don't see
you
her.
You just
every
saw
day.
Her like 10 minutes ago.
No, I don't see her every day.
Okay, that's right.
I live alone now. I FaceTime my friends. We do this thing. We did it more during the lockdown, but we would get our iPad or like get our phone or whatever, because you can FaceTime on an iPad too. Mm-hmm. And I have a certain video game console that she doesn't have. So I would play video games while she watched me because we couldn't be together. And it was really fun. So we just kept doing that.
Someone watched you playing video games.
That's a whole industry that you don't even know about.
It's insane, too. It's absolutely insane.
It's a whole industry of entertainment to watch people play video games. But we watched movies together like that. We watched TV shows together like that. It's something to feel connected to somebody.
I have never felt more out of touch and old in my entire life as I do right now.
The playthrough industry, I think it's playthrough industries, but it's to watch people play video games. It's like, you know, richest people on earth, like some of the richest celebrities right now made their millions from playing video games and having people watch them.
What am I missing here? I mean,
it's just a community. It's to create a community of people that have similar interests and they watch people play video games. Yeah.
I'm at a loss. I mean, this is.
You watched guys in spandex and glitter body slam each other. So to each their own, in my opinion.
No, I get it wholeheartedly, and I'm just surprised. I'm not dismissing it. I'm just totally surprised that this is a thing.
Esports is a thing. You know, people play video games as a sport now on a lot of college campuses. I think WVU started one. I'm not sure. I think what they did.
I think you may be right, yeah.
But it's like an esports thing where you go into the stadium and they have a team of players and they play online games as a
sport. Okay, all right, okay, I'll give you that. But do we need to have this? I'm in a waiting area a couple of months ago. I'm in getting a car serviced. And while we're in the waiting area, there are people that are FaceTiming with their significant others or whomever while they're getting their oil changed. I mean, do we need that?
Maybe there's a little infidelity issue with this couple, I'm really here at the shop and not at the hotel.
This was a woman that was like in her 70s, and she was talking. She has a
hard time hearing and has to read lips.
You're insinuating because she's 70 that she's not capable of.
I can see I'm outvoted on all
this. I think it's just fun. It's something that... Being able to see people that you care about, their face, and, you know,
More. Like, if you could assign Snapchat filters as, like, ringtones.
They have Apple filters and stuff that you can use on certain FaceTimes.
I have no idea what either of you are talking about. Zero idea whatsoever. But
this
is
just another episode of old man yelling. Old man yells at cloud.
It's one of those things with me, too. It's like, I'm the guy that picks up the phone and calls. I text throughout the day, and I have to, but I would 2-to-1 rather pick up the phone and call you than I would the text. I said that to Woody when I had Woody Woods on the show one time, and he looked at me and said, bro, what is this, 1995? Right. Well, for me, yes, it's always 19, more like 1985.
The FaceTime is just an extension of a phone call. It's like the next evolution of making a phone call.
And interestingly enough, from the Fruits Pharmacy text line, somebody says, folks probably said the same thing about radio 100 years ago. Why do you need to have that radio on all the time?
The radio rots your brain.
Well, it did mine. 34 years of this stuff. It's totally rotted mine. I'll say that. Tech says, a little notice to those who use FaceTime or use a speaker on their phones in public places. The rest of us do not want to hear your conversations, especially with some of the language used. Have consideration for others around you, especially children.
My mom always uses her headphones, and so do I. That's like a big thing. Because it's just easier to hear, too, when you have your headphones.
Okay, but if she's got... her headphones or earbuds or whatever in, other people can still hear her talking, right?
I don't think my mom curses like a sailor in the frozen food aisle at Kroger.
No, I understand that. But I'm just saying, I just think that in a lot of cases, I think that yesterday I was having some service work done on a vehicle, and I had two phone calls that were business related. I stepped outside to take both of them. I'm not going to sit in front of in a waiting area with 20 other people and carry on a conversation. And it's just not what I'm going to do. I'm going to step outside in the blazing hot sun at this auto dealership I was at yesterday, and I'm going to do that.
That's understandable, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. But, the previous generation of phone idiots were the big gaudy Bluetooth-having people that didn't even have a phone. They're just talking to themselves in public, and you had to wonder
the
guy in the stall next to you in the bathroom is like, is he mental? Is he having a problem?
The first time my mom saw someone with a Bluetooth device, we were on a vacation in Washington, D.C., and she really thought he was just talking to himself.
Sweet hearing aid, dude.
Well, chances are he may have been. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza, where this month you can buy any regularly priced 18-inch pizza and get a 2-liter of Pepsi at no additional charge. Visit hudsonspizza.com. We're back after this. It's Friday Funhouse. BT's here, Caitlin as well. And you're welcome to weigh in on whatever. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade-in, no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for C Thornhill. For all details.
Be happy and call Pappy. Be happy, call Pappy for heating and cooling. Done right on time, great service, and at the right price. The name you know, the name you trust. When air quality counts, you can count on us for new installation or repair. Commercial, residential, we'll be there. 304-949 HELP, an ACI Solutions Company. Be happy, call Pappy.
trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Mardi Gras Casino and Resort has a deal for you. The Big Deal takes place Saturdays in July from 6 to 9 p.m. Earn one free entry and an additional entry for every 100 points earned Sunday through Saturday. Four winners will be chosen every hour to select a case. Will they keep their prize or try to win a share of $52,000 in cash and free play? Enjoy high stakes at Mardi Gras this July. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Food Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. How'd you like to win 1,000 gallons of free gas? The WCHS network of stations, including our sister stations, 98.7 to Beat, V100, Superstar Country, 96.1 KWS, to 107.3 KAZ. Teaming up with Todd, Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. Just stop by and register at any number of places. This is just a partial list of some of the places you can register. West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&M Meats across Lanes, Anytime Fitness of Elk View, and all the Kanawha Valley locations of Parmar Stores, and at both locations of Todd Judy Ford on Patrick Street and in Marmette. You can also, or you can register between now and the 14th of July. Five finalists will be chosen to join us at Todd Judy Ford on July 30th to see who wins. All brought to you by Todd Judy Ford and the stations of WVRC Media in Charleston. Dexter says, Dave, some people FaceTime to verify the surroundings and the background of the person they are calling. Okay. Dexter says, Dave, a pet peeve of mine is stores or restaurants that say the only way to get a particular deal is to order through their app. I don't do apps, according to a tech. That wasn't me. Caitlin's laughing like I said. I did not say that. I'm not a big app. I have a few apps, you know, the traditional actually, the only apps.
Traditional. That's like an oxymoron. I have the traditional apps.
The more standard, I guess I should have said. I didn't think about that. But no, I'm not a big app person either. What happens with me is I download apps, and then I look at them. I'm like, why did I download this? I'm not going to use this, and I just take it off.
The best part of that is if you ever lose your phone, you're still good. You'll survive.
Yeah, well, it's true.
I don't have a lot of apps. I just have, like, the most necessary ones. But I do have ones for ordering food because it's a lot more convenient. I like doing it. And you can support local businesses without having to leave your house, which is my ideal.
Well, and you know, wait a minute, without leaving your house.
Yep. I can order from a local business. Mm-hmm. A good majority of that money will go to that local business. I think the app probably takes out like a middleman purchase, and then some of it goes to your driver. And then I don't have to leave my house because I can get it ordered straight to my house.
And how much more do you pay for it by doing that?
Probably a lot more, but I get the comfort of not leaving my house and not having to interact with people.
Text says, Dave, you keep saying, do we need this? No, but you're missing that some people want this. A need is earth, air, water, most everything else is a want. Good point. 100%. Mm-hmm. Point well taken. Completely random. How awesome is that Elvis is back on the Billboard charts with the success of the film? I have to say, if Austin Butler is not nominated for an Oscar for that role, then something is seriously wrong with the Academy. If you would have covered his face throughout the film, you would have sworn that it was Elvis on the screen. The young man had every move, motion, manner, body language, and vocal down to a T. He studied and worked for 5 months and all that before he even auditioned, then 2 years to film. He was absolutely amazing. Have you, either of you, seen the Elvis movie?
I am waiting to go see it this weekend. I'm really excited about it.
Me team?
Want some lemonade? Lemonade. I had a cool, refreshing drink.
It's a Baz Luhrmann, and he's like one of my favorite directors and composers. I mean, he did like the music for pretty much every major movie throughout the 90s and early 2000s. So it's going to be good, I think.
I'll tell you, the reviews have been fantastic. And I appreciate the texting that in. The reviews have been fantastic of the movie. I have not seen it yet. I think my wife and I are actually going to go see it this weekend. I grew up as a huge Elvis fan. I mean, just huge. Elvis died when I was, you know, 6-7 years old, and I still remember the death of Elvis. But I mean, well before that, my family just, you know, just were Elvis fanatics. And here's the thing that I have to watch when I go see the Elvis movie, because I am such an Elvis fan and have been my entire life. I've got to go in with an open mind. And this is what I was talking with a friend of mine this morning who said that. He said, if you go see the movie, go in and with an open mind, because there are going to be things, because it's a Hollywood movie, that are not factual. Everybody, you remember the movie Ring of Fire, the mm-hmm. Johnny Cash movie. Fantastic movie, but very historically inaccurate. And I sat there, watched the movie with my wife, and I remember going, that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. And so with the Ray Charles movie, too, the Ray Charles movie that Jamie Foxx did a fantastic job at was very inaccurate on a lot of things. But they do that, you know, and they'll say, you know, usually in some sort of disclaimer at the beginning, it has been changed for, you know, for dramatic purposes or whatever. So I'm just going to go in, and I'll give a full report next week. I'm going to go sometime over the weekend. My wife and I are going to go see the Elvis movie, and I will report back as to what I think about it. I've got to be as objective as possible.
And it's a Baz Luhrmann film, mm-hmm. so it'll probably have some almost, not necessarily fantastical, but kind of like realism. Like, it'll probably push that envelope of like creativity as well. Like, he did Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he takes it to like another level of realism, kind mm-hmm. of. And when I say realism, I mean like poking fun at the real things in life. So he takes what probably could have happened and makes it almost fantastical. So it'll be like a different.
Is fantastical
kind of
a word?
Yeah, like fantasy. And
you and BT have both made up words today. I have not made up a word yet. I'll have to do that.
I can make up my own words.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
I think you'll find most of those in the Urban Dictionary.
Okay. Text says, I'm with you on the FaceTime stuff. Don't like it. Random but related. I hate when people text me and say, call me when you can. Just dial my number. If I'm free, I'll take the call. It drives me crazy, according to a texter. Texter I can relate to. Right there.
I can't. It's easier to just text someone and be like, call me when you're free. So that way, like, I don't, what if they're in an important business meeting, or what if they're doing something important and it like interrupts their phone call?
My favorite is when I call somebody and I leave a voicemail and I say, there is no need to call me back, but, and I give them a fact. And then I get a call back in 30 seconds. Did you call? Yeah.
You leave voicemails?
Yes, I do. 100%.
That's wild.
Okay, boomer. I did. go ahead and say it before. No, I leave a voicemail, and plenty of times I'll say in the voicemail, there's no need to call me back, but I just need to say this. And when I say it and I say, don't call me back, or I'm going to be in a meeting, then they call back and say, did you call?
It's because a lot of times they don't even listen to the voicemail. They're just
they don't. I don't even know why we have voicemail. No.
I mean, it's your fault for leaving it, honestly. I haven't left a voicemail.
I know.
Since I
know. You sound like
kid.
Woody. It's 1995. I know. I'm still living there. Totally unrelated. If you're not satisfied with the current pharmacy, check out RX Vitale on Charleston's West Side and ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitale on the West Side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. And I do need to mention this too about our podcasting. If you miss a single episode of 580 Live, you can go to wchnetwork.com/580live for subscription options. Past shows are available there. You can search 580 Live with Dave Allen from your favorite podcasting service as well. I thought you were going to say something there, Kayla. I'm sorry.
I was just kind of thinking, when we were talking about the sending a text to call them back, mm-hmm. that's kind of like the successor to the pager. You know, mm-hmm. you get a page, and I don't know much about pagers. I know that you guys used cool code words and stuff like that. Like, you would use numbers as code. Isn't that true? Like, I don't know. I watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, 911 or something like that.
I wish pagers were still around. Those look so cool. I want to bring those back. We're bringing back cassettes and vinyl. Let's bring back pagers. Well,
at the old station, we had an alphanumeric pager mm-hmm. Where Emma would send out, like, she had this, like, base station where she could send out, like, literal text messages, mm-hmm. but to the pager.
Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Let's bring back pagers.
Let's bring back rotary telephones, and I'll be happy.
I think pagers. Why pagers not? First. We'll take baby steps.
Let's take. Well, let's just.
We'll keep, go back to the bell phone soon.
Yeah. Well, we'll just go back to Sarah. Could you get me Caitlin, please?
Let's go to Pony Express.
Party line.
Ditch the caller ID so we can prank call again.
I don't think Dave will be happy until we're back to the Pony Express.
Stone Age, man.
We need Stone Age. We need telegrams.
Well, there's certain modern conveniences I have to have. Okay, I have to have. You know, indoor plumbing. Okay, I got to have plumbing. I have to have heat and air. I have to have television. I have to have big screen television. I have to have all of these things. These are things I have to have. These are a few of my favorite things. I have to have these things. I have to have a microwave. I have to have Doritos. I have to have these things. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-500. Speaking of food, before we do this, before we go to break, just a new study, BT. Thought of you when I heard this. New studies found there is no link between butter and cardiovascular disease. I guess it means we can go back to shooting That's up butter again, right?
Yeah, I was doing that anyways.
Absolutely no link between butter and cardiovascular disease. That makes me happy when I read that. We're going to take a break. We're back after this. From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open.
Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for C-Door. For all details.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Taylor Books is celebrating 27 years as Charleston's independent bookstore, cafe, and art gallery extraordinaire. The place for author events, house-baked daily goods, coffees, and small-batch cafe specials. Weekends feature live music evenings. Taylor Books Art Gallery in July features Hannah Linhart Extravagant Living Ceramics. And of course, they have books for all ages and tastes. Explore unique gifts, goods, cards, and magazines, too. Remember, the Art Walk event July 21st is a great time to visit and shop at Taylor Books downtown or Taylor Books.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Six minutes away from 10, it's back. Another Inside the Huddle with Tony Caridi. If you're a Mountaineer fan, you got to join us Thursday, August the 4th at the Ball Toyota Event Center on Patrick Street, starting at 5:30 with your chance to hang out with Tony Caridi and talk some Mountaineer football. Tickets are $75. Table sponsorship for companies are available, too. Proceeds will benefit the United Way of Central West Virginia. For more information, visit unitedwaycwv.org or call 304-340-3500. Brought to you by the Voice of Charleston, 104.5, 96.5, and 580 WCHS. Texture says Dave Allen is an Elvis fanatic but doesn't respect the Beatles. Is there anything more than Logan, more Logan than that? For the record, I never said I didn't respect the Beatles. I said I'm not a fan of the Beatles. I think they're entirely overrated. I did not say I did not respect them. I respect anybody that has chart success and that did well. I'm just not a huge fan. I respect what they did, the changes they made to the music. In the words of our good friend, the late great we talked about a couple weeks ago, Big Papa Jay Nunley, BT, who you and I both work with, the Beatles at best, according to Jay, God rest his soul, wore a high, let's see, how did he put it? A highly overrated, not even top 10 garage band.
Right place at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. Right place at the right time. But I do respect the Beatles. I'm just not a fan. That's okay. Tasha says, Dave, if Doritos are a have for you, maybe you have a Dorito addiction. No, they're...
It's not Cool Ranch, though, right? I'm just making sure you're not some weird
I'm not picky about, I mean, I said Doritos. It's because it's just what came out on top of off my head. It could be any kind of chip. I don't care. I don't really care. I'm going to ask you about this, BT, since you mentioned your woman earlier. Cambridge University found that most men actually like doing chores around the house, and it actually may be good for them. The research shows that doing chores gives men a sense of well-being and a work-life balance and less of a work-life conflict. So apparently it says that it's actually good. Men said they like doing most chores, and that it says that it's actually good for their overall sense of well-being if men do chores. BT?
I do some chores.
Okay.
Not as many as I should.
Okay. I throw that in there because and none of us do. What are some of the chores that you and your significant other argue about, or what are some things that you like doing and some things that you don't like doing?
We don't really argue about much when it comes to chores. I typically will do the dishes because she'll typically cook. I think that's a fair trade.
That's pretty much the same way in my house. Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I do some cooking, but no, Miss Ruth Ann is the cooker. She's definitely the cooker. I can cook some things, but she's definitely, and I tend to be the cleaner. The cleaner of dishes.
We're both, as far as chores go, I think when it becomes unbearable, one of us will action it.
Mm-hmm. Action it.
But, it's, you know what I mean? It's neither here nor there.
What is one of Caitlin in your house? You said you live alone, but what's one of the household chores that that you loathe and one that you don't mind doing so bad?
I hate doing dishes, but I don't cook a lot, so it's okay.
Okay.
Ones that I like, I guess I don't mind sweeping. It's kind of cool to see, like, because my dog sheds a lot, so it's kind of cool to see a clean floor after that. But the cool, speaking of like, it helping with work-life balance and stuff. This isn't about me or like a man. It's about my mom. She actually really enjoys mowing the lawn after work because she says it's almost an hour and a half to 2 hours where nobody talks to her. She just listens to music and she's focused on just doing one thing. She doesn't have to worry about anything else.
White noise going on?
My dad was a big fan of mowing the lawn. That was his thing.
She'll mow the lawn on vacations. She'll mow the lawn all the like.
She's mowing other people's lawns.
She does.
She can come to Taze Valley.
She mows my grandpa's lawn.
Does she go out and water the lawn to?
No, because it's been raining lately, so she's pretty good now.
Let me get this text in here. Final text of the day. It says, I really wish these people would make up their minds. How many times have these things changed? Coffee, bad for you. No. Coffee, good for you. Eggs are bad for you. No. Eggs are good for you now. Butter's bad for you. No. Butter's good for you now.
Everything's good for you until you die, man.
Yeah. Words of wisdom from the great BT. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They are your hometown baseball team. Hey, gotta go. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. Grand opening celebration today at 3442 Amor Road, just off I-79 in Roane County. From noon to 2, chance for you to win $100 Parmar gift cards and other prizes there as well. BT, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, sir.
Caitlin, you have a great weekend. Thank you so much to you. I am out the door coming up on Monday. We're going to do another City of Charleston show. We'll talk a little regatta, and we'll have Matt Sutton from the City Inn to answer your questions and comments about things related to the city of Charleston. We'll see you Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Until next time, have fun and love somebody.
WCHSAM, 96.5 FM Charleston, and 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.